I said I would explain what the term relation trip means. It has to do with something I've actually talked about a number of times on the air. I've talked about going to games with my son, Jeremy, who's now going to be a junior at Indiana. He's 20 years old, but grew up a Cubs fan because we didn't have baseball here, and we had WGN on our cable. So when he was 9 years old, took him to Chicago for the first time to see a Cubs game. Well, I've had a couple of those kind of trips, but Jeff Siegel has taken that to another level, and with his son Spence, they are about to complete an unbelievable journey tonight at Nats Park when they see the Nats take on the Mets. Jeff is here with Spence, and they have T-shirts, and they have a book that's called Relation Trips, and it's all about the journey through what, Jeff?
It's all about the journey that, for us, Andy, started 11 years ago. A couple of sports geeks heading out there on the road to take in some ball games. As a single dad, I wanted to stay close to my son, and we headed down to Texas for what became known as our Texas swing.
Mm-hmm.
We hit San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, and took a couple more trips and then realized something special was going on here. And over the years, some 24+ major road trips later, these adventures have morphed into what we've come to call relation trips. And relation trips start weeks, sometimes months, before you ever hit the road, and they last weeks, sometimes months after you roll back into your driveway.
Yeah, it's an incredible thing. If you've done it with a child or even a friend or even your daughter, I mean, it doesn't have to be your son, you know what this is about. Spence is now, you're about to go to college, right?
That's correct.
So you were how old when this started?
Well, when this started, I was 7, and obviously 11 years later, I'm headed off to Bradley University to study none other than sports communications.
Oh, okay. Another guy wants to get into this business. Well, they're going to shove me aside any day now, so that's okay. But that kind of thing that you guys have been doing now for 11 years made you like brothers, yes?
Well, we certainly got a lot closer. A lot of cool things happen when you're out on the open road. You run into all sorts of opportunities for what we like to call adventure, excitement, and unpredictability. Yeah. And nothing offers that up, Andy, like the open road.
Yeah. Do you drive to most of these? You fly? How do you do it?
We've driven literally thousands of miles all across the country. In most cases, we'll fly to a starting location and then drive hundreds and hundreds of miles. On this trip alone, we started in Miami on Saturday. So far, coming up the East Coast, we've logged in 6 days over 1,700 miles.
Now, you can do a lot of the ticket stuff on StubHub, but I imagine there are some that are not easy to get.
No, but thankfully in this day and age with StubHub, which is kind of our go-to option, you can get tickets to just about anything and sit just about anywhere in the ballpark.
Yeah, I have a friend. Well, a friend. I was a babysitter for him when he was a kid, but he decided that he was going to go during one season, an NFL season, to every single stadium in the league. And with Monday night games and Thursday night games and a few Saturdays, he was able to do it.
Wow.
But it was a little dicey. You guys have spread this all out over 11 years. So you never had any real scheduling issues, did you?
I wouldn't say scheduling issues. Especially at the beginning, we wanted to kind of group each separate area of the country in. So we would get California. We went up the California coast. We did the East Coast. And these would all be done during our spring breaks or our winter breaks, or as this would be summer vacation, whatever it may be, and still have the life at home normally.
Yeah. Now, the best ballpark that you've been to, best place.
Well, our top two or three, actually Spence and I are in agreement over the top two, PNC in Pittsburgh, Petco in San Diego. From there, we kind of head off in slightly different directions. I'm a big fan of Fenway for the nostalgia, and I guess you're...
I'm partial to U.S. Cellular. I thought it, you know, it's a hometown ballpark. It's got a lot of great food options. I also think recently we were just... In fact, two nights ago at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, and I thought that was really great.
Yeah, it's supposed to be nice. Yeah,
yeah, it's a nice park.
Yeah, like I say, when my son, when he was a Cubs fan, wanted to take him to Wrigley Field, and this was like, you know, going to a shrine, you know, as far as we were concerned, because I'd never been there before, and he hadn't, and it was really great. I mean, it was cool. But now, Peter Gammons in the last few months has said it's a dump. And there are a lot of people in Chicago, you guys are from Chicago, agree with him. Having toured every other park but Nats Park, what do you think? Is it a dump?
Well, you're talking to a couple of Sox fans, even though we live on the north side. So that might not get you, Andy, the most objective opinion. Yeah, we think it's a dump.
Really?
It's a place that needs to be renovated, and if it's not renovated, it needs to stay where it is, and maybe a new stadium is in order.
See, now, we went again 2 years ago or 3 years ago when he was 17, And it was a noon game, I think. They're playing at noon. The place was filled at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it's Party Central.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the thing. If you're a baseball purist, like a guy like Gammons, you say, yeah, dump. But for guys like us, I mean, I thought that was the coolest thing in the world, that the people were in there and they were hitting the beach ball back and forth up in the bleachers and all that.
Yeah, Lee Ilya many years ago, can't believe I'm invoking the name Lee Ilya.
One of the greatest rants ever.
Yeah, had some choice comments about that being a playground for us people in Chicago.
That's right.
We won't go there.
85% of the world is working. The other 15% come out here to boo us.
I think his language is a little more colorful, but yeah.
Well, of course, but this is a...
I will tell you, though, Cubs aside, it's actually one of the best places to go if you want atmosphere, if you want baseball atmosphere. It's amazing.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I think when you're going on these trips, don't you want that? I mean, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for the feel of the city. You're looking for the feel of the stadium, right?
Right. And that's also the difference between MLB and NBA, because all 30 MLB is one thing when you have the ballpark and you have, what are you going to do at the ballpark? You're going to go around, see the concourse, see the field. The NBA arenas are a little bit different because they're not all different. A lot of them are regular, standard basketball court arena. So what does the atmosphere provide? What do you get in terms of excitement and different promotions and food options and stuff? And that's how we kind of rate those.
We want to get to food. We're talking to Jeff and Spence Siegel. They've written a book called Relationships. It's about their tour of the last 11 years. They've been to every NBA arena and every Major League ballpark, ending tonight at Nats Park, and how they've been able to bond. Yeah, food is a big deal. Okay, so who's really got good stadium food?
Well, back in the day when we started, it was simply a matter of how many chicken nuggets and fries can Spence eat. Mm-hmm. But as he got older, it became a whole lot more fun to kind of pick out the specialties where you want to talk about what your favorite was?
I'd say there's definitely a couple of favorites because you probably want to sample the fare of whatever food, whatever city you're in.
They got sushi in some of these places.
They got the Ichi Rolls in Seattle.
Yeah.
And there's Five-Way Chili in Cincinnati. You got garlic fries on the West Coast. You have in Philadelphia, you got your cheesesteak and your crab fries, which we just had the other night. And it's really whatever you make of the city is what you're going to get.
Well, this is relatively new, I should say, in ballparks, where you have some of the famous restaurants around the area that have places in the stadium. We've got that here with Ben's Chili Bowl and Hard Times Cafe and places like that you're going to find out tonight are there. But, you know, like Permanente Brothers. My son was picking a college. We toured Pitt, and we had to go to the original Permanente Brothers, where they put the fries and the coleslaw right in the sandwich. There's one right in the park, right?
Yeah, we sampled that when we were on that swing back in 2003 or 4, and we're actually heading back there Monday night. We're going to drive back to Chicago through Pittsburgh.
Well, that's what I was going to get to here. This trip kind of concludes at Nats Park, but then does it start all over again?
Well, I don't know that it starts all over again. Spence is going off to college, so that will limit some of the travel, although he will be home for various breaks. But there's a whole lot of teams, Andy, in the minor leagues, and we've been to a bunch of minor league parks. So there's visions we've got of doing entire minor leagues over the course of a week or two-week span. So there's lots of – and there's new stadiums and new ballparks on the horizon.
Right.
Brooklyn's going to open up in a couple of years.
You've got
Miami with their new park next year. So there'll always be some place to head to.
Are you sick of them yet? I mean,
I'd never get sick of them. I would say, as he said, if they keep opening new ballparks, we'll keep going to them.
Yeah.
I think he meant are you sick of me.
I mean, do you have, like, these planes, trains, and automobiles moments where you're driving down the road and I don't want to hear another word about?
I know it would make for better copy if I said but we kind of enjoy getting out there, and there haven't been many moments. People ask us all the time, what are the most negative, what's the worst part of, and we usually say it's that we have to come home and stop going games.
Yeah.
Is this the typical fan experience too? I mean, when you go to these parks, you've been doing this for a while, do they know you're coming, and do the players come out and meet you, or you're just going in as average fans wherever you go?
Yeah, up until these past few months when the book came out, it's we buy our tickets and walk the park, and nobody would know us from anyone else there.
Yeah, and not only is it just the typical fan experience, we want to take in as much of the ballpark as we can. So especially if we're going to a ballpark for one game, we want to get in there early, maybe an hour before game time. We'll walk around the concourse. We'll see what they have in terms of just everything that they offer as a stadium.
Take photos.
Right. Photos outside the ballpark. It's just try and get as much as you can out of the stadium.
Well, you're getting the true Washington experience tonight because we're greeting you with 100-degree temperatures and 100% humidity, which is very typical for this time of year. So you can't say you didn't get the true Washington experience coming here. So enjoy yourself tonight. And the book is called Relation Trips. It's available, I guess, Amazon.com
and through
most of the bookstores.
MyRelationTrips.com, and we'll be doing a book signing in Alexandria this Sunday from 2 to 4. Come on out and share some ideas as to your next family trip, and we'll try and help you make it into a relationship.
The name of the bookstore?
Hooray for Books. Hooray for in Books. Alexandria, Virginia, 2 to 4 this Sunday. Spence and I will both be there signing copies and, like I said, talking relationships and helping people kind of customize their own family travel this summer.
Yeah, I heavily endorse this kind of bonding with your son. I didn't do nearly as many as you guys did, but the ones that we did are great. And if you want to find out about the ultimate in this, the book is called Relation Trips. And Jeff and Spence Siegel are going to continue their tour. Good to see you guys.
Thanks, Andy, for having us.
Thanks a lot.